You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Anyway, this is Radio Clash, and I am your host, Will Moustakakis. Up today, we have a show I'm calling Beginner's Luck, and it has songs from artist's first albums that I really enjoy. So that's gonna be my show today. I think it's a pretty good track list, but I hope you'll feel the same. Anyway, so up first we have Soma by The Strokes off their early 2000s. I don't remember quite what year, but their early 2000s debut album, Is This It? So here we go, Soma by The Strokes. That was Soma from The Strokes. Interestingly enough, Soma is, like the title of the song, is a reference to Aldous Huxley's book, Brave New World, in which the characters take a drug called Soma. So when I read that in 10th or 11th grade, I already kind of knew what it was, which was pretty cool. Anyway, up next we have a selection from one of my favorite debut albums of all time. It's The Clash, with off their self-titled album, The Clash, with their track, Janie Jones. I hope you enjoy it. It's a pretty good song. Here we go.
What he got to do in house.
That was The Clash with Janie Jones off their self-titled album, which was released in the UK in 1977. But then in 1979, they re-released it in the US, and they changed the track listings. And actually, the first Clash song I ever heard, I Fought the Law, was on the US version, but it wasn't on the UK version. Yet, I honestly, if I'm being honest here, I do prefer the UK version, just because, you know, it's got songs that I think are, like, the added tracks that they put in for the US version aren't as good as the tracks they took out from the UK version, if that makes any sense. Anyway, up next, we're going to go with, I had an order here, but I'm going to change it up a little bit. We're going to go with the Beastie Boys off their debut album, License. I'm going to turn my volume down a little bit. I'm a very loud person. Anyway, we're going to go with the Beastie Boys off their debut album, License to Ill, with their probably my favorite Beastie Boys track, Paul Revere. So here we go.
Now, here's a little story I got to tell about three bad brothers you know so well. It started way back in history with that rap.
I'm CAA.
And me.
My team.
Been had a little horsey named Paul Revere. Just me and my horsey and a quart of beer. Riding across the land, kicking up sand. Sheriff's flashes on my tail, cause I'm in demand. One lonely BCIP, all by myself without no bot team. The sun is beating down on my baseball hat. The air is getting hot, the beer is getting flat. Looking for a girl, I ran into a guy. His name is MCA, I said howdy, he said hi. We'll be right back.
That was Paul Revere from the Beastie Boys. It's a good story about the mythical founding of the Beastie Boys. Interestingly enough, the Beastie Boys were actually originally a hardcore punk band. They idolized groups like the Ramones and Bad Brains. So it's interesting to see that they went to rap after that. It's pretty cool. It shows the fluidity of musical genres, I think. But anyway, up next we have Perhaps Vampires Is a Bit Strong But by the Arctic Monkeys off their classic debut album, Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not. I really hope you enjoy this track. It's pretty good. Here we go.
Pretend to stand by it. I know you're certain we'll fail. Stories are stale, and though you pretend to stand by us, I know you're certain we'll fail. 'Cause all you people are vampires. I know your stories are stale, and though you pretend to stand by us, I know you're certain we'll fail.
That was Perhaps Vampires Is a Bit Strong, But by Arctic Monkeys. Up next, we have a track off Weezer's first self-titled album. Weezer have four self-titled albums now, I think. They've got this one, the Blue Album. They have the Green Album, the Red Album, and then their most recent album, which was actually pretty good, was another self-titled album called the White Album. But this is a debut, because all these are debut albums. So their debut album was the Blue Album. Their self-titled album, Weezer, which Weezer fans called the Blue Album. Anyway, and the track I'm going to play is Surf Wax America. So I hope you enjoy.
Sea is foaming like a bottle of beer. The wave is coming, but I ain't got no fear. I'm waxing down to that Agoria pass. I'm waxing down because it's really a blast. I'm going surf because I don't like your face. I'm bailing out because I hate the rings. Our rats are running, running, running on lanes. I'm going surfing, going surfing.
That was Weezer with Surf Wax America off their self-titled album, Weezer. Up next, we have a track from Vance Joy off his debut album, Dream Your Life Away. This is not Riptide, which is probably one of the only songs most people know by... Probably the only song most people know by Vance Joy. Instead, I'm going to play one of my favorite songs off the album, Who Am I? It's really good. I like it a lot. And I hope you'll like it too. So here we go. Who Am I by Vance Joy.
Hold me up to the light. Tell me if the sun comes shining through. And I got this heaviness in my chest since your love came breaking through. And I wanna know where it's coming. Who am I? Knowing all the answers, yeah. And I wanna know what you're running from. What are you running from? What are you running from? And I wanna know where it's coming from. Where is this coming from? Who am I?
That was Vance Joy with Who Am I? That's actually the first of two Australian artists on my playlist this week. The next one is not the next song, but the song after that will be also by an Australian artist. So that's something interesting. But up next we have Pearl Jam. And I know a lot of people don't really like Pearl Jam. I can understand that Eddie Vedder's voice could probably get annoying. They've got a sound that's not really for everyone. I understand that, but I personally enjoy Pearl Jam's a lot of Pearl Jam's discography, especially their debut album 10. I think most Pearl Jam fans say that that's their best album. I don't know about that, but it's definitely one of their best albums. And off that album is the Black. That's the song I'll be playing, Black by Pearl Jam, off their album 10. So I hope you enjoy it.
She told him to come.
That was Black from Pearl Jam. And actually, an interesting fact about that song is that their record label really wanted them to release it as a single because, you know, it's a strong track. But Pearl Jam refused because they thought that releasing it as a single and making a video for it maybe would kind of depersonalize the song because it's a very personal song. I think Eddie Vedder described it as fragile or something like that. And I think that's a very good description of it. It's a personal song, and releasing it as a single, though it is a strong track, would not have been the right move. So I think Pearl Jam, in the long run, made a good call, even though their record label was not happy. Up next, we have Courtney Barnett with her track Elevator Operator. She is Australian, and I really enjoy her accent, and I really enjoy her debut album, Sometimes I Sit and Think, and Sometimes I Just Sit. I got turned on to Courtney Barnett kind of recently, well, not recently, but like later than a lot of people did, and this was the first thing I heard of hers. I didn't listen to her EPs, but this was the first thing I heard of hers, and it's a very strong album. It's one of the best new albums I've heard in a long time. Like, it's not new. It came out 2 years ago now, I think. But I highly recommend it if you've never heard it. It's really awesome. Anyway, Elevator Operator by Courtney Barnett. That was Elevator Operator from Courtney Barnett, and it's a strong track. It's kind of an interesting story, you know, this guy who's fed up with the world, and he just kind of wants to be an elevator operator. And he meets this woman, and the first thing, what I find interesting is she thinks he's suicidal, and the first reason, she says, don't jump off that roof. But then after that, the reason she can think of is because she'd give anything to have skin like him. I think that's incredibly, that's just not a good thing to say to a person who is about, who you think at least is about to jump off the roof, even though he reveals that he's not suicidal, and he thinks she is just projecting the way she's feeling onto him, which I think is a good insight from Oliver Paul, the subject of the story. Anyway, up next we have a track from Vampire Weekend off their debut self-titled album, Vampire Weekend. It's I Stand Corrected. I hope you enjoy it. That was I Stand Corrected from Vampire Weekend. And once again, I think I'm going to change up my show order here because I realized my last song isn't a great song to end on. So I'm going to change it up. So up next, I'm going to play Down In It by Nine Inch Nails off their debut album, Pretty Hate Machine. It's probably not the best track off that album. It's not even my favorite track off that album. I just felt like playing it. So I hope you enjoy it. Here we go with Down In It from Nine Inch Nails.
Kinda like what I used to think was me is just a fading memory. I looked him right in the eye and said goodbye. I was up above it. I was up above it. Now I'm down in it. Now I'm down in it. I was up above it. I was up above it. Now I'm down in it. I was up above it. I was up above it. Now I'm down in it. I was up above it.
Rain, come again, summer day. Rain, rain, come rain. Come again, summer day. Rain, rain, come rain. Come again, summer day. Rain, rain, come rain. Come again, summer day. I was up above it. That was Nine Inch Nails with Down In It, off their debut album, Pretty Hate Machine. I think that album came out in 1989, is that? Please be right. Yes, that was right. Wow. I'm a musical genius. Well, at least I know musical trivia. I'm no musical genius. Anyway, up next we have The Apocalypse Song by St. Vincent off her album, Marry Me, 2007 debut, I believe. Yeah, 2007. It's a good album. St. Vincent, great artist. She's been here before on this show. She will probably feature again. Anyway, here we go with The Apocalypse Song.
Wait, I'll be swifter than the speed. Thank you. take to the streets with apocalypse refrain. Your devotion has the look of a lunatic's gaze.
That was time, or not time. No, I was just talking to my friend Neil about, oh no, Neil's calling. Oh no, it was the Apocalypse song by St. Vincent off her album Marry Me. Okay, I'm gonna answer the phone. Here we go. Hello? Neil, how do I connect it to it? Wait, hold on. Is this, how do I do, I don't know how to, is this working? Yeah, I did, but it doesn't say that it's going, I don't think it's working, Neil. What headphones button? Oh, okay. Is that better?
Maybe.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Neil. Why are you calling?
Wait, am I connected yet?
I think so.
Okay. Well, in that case. Hello? Okay, I hear myself. Okay, very good. So I just wanted to call to congratulate you on playing one of the most excellent tracks ever.
That's good. The Apocalypse song is pretty good, Neil.
It's in my personal favorites playlist, which is like my top 30 songs of all time, and it's like one of my top five of those. It's,
oh wow,
I just love it so much. That's my favorite St. Vincent's.
That's amazing.
Tied with and laughing with the mouth of one. And I have some fun facts to share about it, if you don't mind.
Oh, go right ahead, Neil. I'm all for sharing fun facts.
Great. Well, there's a couple things about this song. One of them is that she says that, well, it has like some religious undertones in that, like, you know, she said like that your devotion has the look of a lunatic's gaze, which is, you know, like religious, like zealots, like who are kind of ignoring, I don't know, like the way things actually are in face of like in favor of some more like radical and blind beliefs. And then she says, give me little death, which is something that I can't share on the radio. But if you translate that to French, it becomes a slang, or not like, like more of like a euphemism for something dirty. And there's that. Oh, there's some feedback.
Yeah.
Let me think. Or anything else?
Oof.
Yeah, so like you wake with the stitches over both your eyes, you know, again, being blinded by your beliefs and not actually believing what's actually happening. Anyway, one of my favorite things. Tracks. Thanks for letting me call in.
Good.
I'm educating your listeners on what an excellent track this is.
All four of my listeners definitely appreciate you calling in.
Woo!
Yeah.
Me included. All right. Thanks for allowing me to call in.
You're welcome, Neil.
Woo!
Right,
okay. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Sorry about that. Neil felt that he had to call in, and I'm not one to get in the way of a man talking and talking and talking and talking about songs, especially because that's all my show is, so might as well let someone else do it for a change. But up next, we have Colors by Group Love off their debut album, Never Trust a Happy Song. It's a pretty good track, but it was going to be my closer, but then I realized it's kind of sad, so I couldn't really close on that, but anyway, we'll have one more track after this. But here we go, Colors by Group Love.
Yeah, I am a man, man, man.
Sorry, having some technical difficulties. Give me one second. Okay, it should be.
Yeah, I am a man, 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 up, up in the air. And I run around, round, round, round this town, town, and act like I don't care. Change, just know I'm just like you. So I pull the switch inside my head.
out self-death, blood on the wall, cause he couldn't face the truth. Oh, knock that down, leave the ground, find some space, and tell your friends, friends, you'll be back again, again, before it's too late. If you promise you have no need to be sad, it really ain't that
That was Colors from Group Love off their debut album, Never Trust a Happy Song. And then to end, I'm going with a classic rap song from A Tribe Called Quest, Can I Kick It, off their debut album, People's Instinctive Travels and the Paths of Rhythm. I think this is a better song to end on, especially because it samples a Lou Reed song, Walk on the Wild Side. Woo, Lou Reed. Yeah, Lou Reed's great. Tribe Called Quest are great. Rest in peace, Fife Dog, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, we have Can I Kick It from A Tribe Called Quest. That'll be my last song. Hope you enjoy.
To all the people who can quest like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even.
even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the trial flies high like a dove. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave ya. Feel free, drop your pants, yank your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
That was Can I Kick It from A Tribe Called Quest. Recommend checking out their most recent album. What's the name of it? Oh, I can't even remember. We Got It From Here, Thank You For Your Service. The name was created by the late, great Fife Dog, who was a member of Tribe. Anyway, that's it for me. Join me next week, same time, same place, for another episode of Radio Clash. Shout out to my boy Neil for calling in. Thank you. If you have any problems with what he said, you can take it up with him. But the Apocalypse song is a pretty good song, so thank you for calling in about that. Gonna end it here. So see you next week.